The Guardian.
Overnight, the Israeli authorities moved the five Lebanese prisoners who were due to be released. They were taken from jail and delivered to a military facility close to the border of Israel and Lebanon. There has been television footage that's shown the Lebanese prisoners being processed by the Israeli authorities. The prisoners are, you know, dressed in grey tracksuits, still wearing handcuffs and shackles on their ankles. On the Lebanese side, Hezbollah has brought a convoy down to the border, which we believe is carrying the remains of the two Israeli soldiers who were captured 2 years ago. When their bodies have been properly identified, and that's a process that might take some time, when that's happened, the Israelis will then hand over the five Lebanese prisoners, and sometime later they will hand over the bodies of 199 Lebanese and Palestinian fighters who have died in fighting, in conflict in the Middle East over the past several years.
Now, the capture of those two soldiers sparks a 34-day war back in 2006. Why have Hezbollah agreed to return them now?
Well, a lot has happened since then. It was almost exactly 2 years ago. The two soldiers, Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev, were in a military patrol driving along the border between Israel and Lebanon. At that moment, Hezbollah launched an attack. They fired some rockets into Israel, and then they ambushed the patrol. They killed three of the soldiers and dragged these two Israeli soldiers across the border and have been holding them ever since. There was, as you say, this 34-day war, which claimed the lives of around 1,200 people. And since then, shortly after the war, it became increasingly clear to the Israelis that the two soldiers were dead. And there began a long process of negotiations to try and get their bodies back. And that has taken nearly 2 years. It's moved quite slowly. But in the last few months, the process has accelerated until we've reached the moment of the prisoner swap today.
And what do we know about the men that Israel have released?
They're going to release five Lebanese prisoners who they've been holding in jail for a long time. Foremost among them, and really the headline figure today, is a Lebanese man called Samir Kuntar. He was involved in a pretty horrific attack in 1979 when he was just 16 years old. He was part of a small group of militants who sailed from Lebanon into northern Israel on a rubber dinghy. They landed on the shore at an Israeli town called Nahariya. And there they attacked an apartment block, broke into a house of the Haran family, and killed the father and daughter. And during the attack, the mother was hiding in the bedroom with her second daughter. And as she was trying to stop her daughter crying, she accidentally smothered her to death. So Samir Kuntar was arrested, convicted of murder and attempted murder, and has been in jail in Israel ever since. He's the Lebanese prisoner who spent longest in an Israeli jail, and he's really a very high-profile figure. It's a big deal for Israel to release him, and there's no doubt that when he is released today, Hezbollah are going to make enormous political capital out of his release. They'll regard it as a big symbolic victory, and you know they'll be parading him through the streets of Beirut today.
And Rory, what are relations like now between Israel and Hezbollah? Is there a prospect of another flare-up?
I think that another flare-up is unlikely in the short term. Since the war, there has been a fairly effective ceasefire along the Israel-Lebanese border. There have been no major incidents. The UN is on the Lebanese side patrolling that ceasefire, ensuring that it remains in place. There's no doubt that Israel has voiced repeated concerns that Hezbollah has rearmed itself. And it's quite clear that despite Israel's military might, it wasn't able to dismantle or destroy Hezbollah during the war 2 years ago. And Hezbollah remains a significant fighting force. And yet, for the moment, I suspect that that border is going to remain fairly quiet. It's not in Israel's interests to pursue another war. The first one 2 years ago went down so badly in Israel and was so criticized in Israel that I think it's unlikely that that will happen again. I think it's also unlikely that Hezbollah want to risk sparking another war again. I think for the moment the border will remain fairly quiet.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.